Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Acid detergent fiber, or ADF, and neutral detergent fiber, or NDF, both show up on a forage test as an assessment of digestibility. Today, let's take a closer look at what they measure. Both ADF and NDF are part of the detergent analysis system used to analyze forages. NDF provides us with a measure of the forage sample cell wall, basically the total fiber available. This includes cellulose, hemicellulose, lignin, and silica portions of the forage, which are the primary structural components. ADF, on the other hand, measures only the least digestible parts of the plant, cellulose, lignin, and silica. NDF measurements correspond with voluntary intake and rumen fill, how much and how fast an animal can eat. They're also a measure of how much energy is available to the animal. Usually, a low NDF reading means more energy is available to the animal. The more mature a plant becomes, the more structural components it accumulates, resulting in higher NDF readings and poorer feed quality. NDF levels can vary from 80% in straw to less than 40% in early blooming alfalfa. ADF is directly related to the digestibility of feed, on the other hand, measuring the indigestible portion of the plant. As ADF increases, digestibility decreases. This means that high ADF forages are low in energy. Alfalfa at early bloom has an ADF of 30 to 35%, while a late bloom alfalfa has an ADF of usually around 40%. Straw will have an ADF near 50%. ADF and NDF measure the sample's fiber content, affecting digestibility and forage intake, which helps us predict animal performance. Understanding these values can help formulate better rations and give us a better idea of the true value of our forage quality. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.